Good evening. I'm Erin Granger with the KUAC Newsminer Update. The 2018 UConn Quest is in the record book. Quest mushers and fans gathered over the weekend in Whitehorse to remember and celebrate the 2018 race. KUAC's Zoe Rome attended the finish banquet and has a recap of this year's awards.
All the mushers who completed the quest received their finishing patch. Some mushers won additional awards. Quest champion Alan Moore, who finished the race with all 14 of his dogs, received the Veterinarian's Choice Award, as selected by the vets who observed Moore and his team along the trail.
Like I said before, that means more than anything, because that's what this race is all about, is taking care of your dogs. And we want the world to know that we take the best care we possibly can of our dogs, and that means everything. Placing does not mean anything compared to that.
Moore will also receive a poke of gold for being the first musher to reach Dawson and finish the race. His leaders, Dutch and Commando, won the Golden Harness Award, complete with golden harnesses and tasty steaks for the dogs. Nathaniel Hamlin, a rookie and the last musher to cross the finish line, won the Red Lantern Award, as well as the Challenge of the North Award, commemorating his perseverance during the race. Hamlin started with only 12 dogs and dropped 4 at mile 101 checkpoint because of shoulder injuries. He then ran most of the remainder of the quest with just 8 dogs, eventually dropping down to 7 and finishing nonetheless. The Spirit of the North Award highlights Hamlin's rising to meet the challenge and maintaining excellent dog care along the way. Vebjorn Ashanaretan was Rookie of the Year, finishing in 4th place. Raton, who has been mushing since he was just 4 years old, was particularly honored to receive the award.
It's pretty amazing, just unbelievable. Getting so far towards the front was just amazing, and being able to stay up there for the whole race was just unbelievable.
Rookie Riley Dyke was awarded the Sportsmanship Award for his consistently upbeat demeanor on the trail. The recipient of this award is selected by fellow mushers, and Dyke was honored and excited to receive it.
Yeah, I'm real excited about it. Pretty cool to be acknowledged for having a positive attitude. I had a really, really great time on the trail and enjoyed myself the whole way, and I think it just kind of reflected in how I behaved on the trail towards others. So.
The Golden Shovel Award, recognizing the best handlers on the trail, was awarded to musher Matt Hall's Smoke and Ace Kennel team. On the UConn Quest Trail in Whitehorse, I'm Zoe Rome.
3 out-of-town men faced theft and drug charges for a Fairbanks crime spree. An Alaska State Trooper dispatch says a citizen reported seeing the men checking mailboxes on Loftus Road on Fairbanks' west side before 4 a.m. Monday. It says troopers responded and discovered multiple vehicles and mailboxes in the area had been broken into. A stolen vehicle was recovered along with drugs and other evidence, and 30-year-old Colgalin Miller of Wasilla, 19-year-old Devin Simeonoff of Butte, and 22-year-old Brandon McCormick of Kodiak were arrested. A resolution in support of exempting legally obtained walrus, mammoth, and mastodon ivory from ivory bans in other states has passed the Alaska Senate. KNOM reports that Senate Joint Resolution 4 passed the Senate unanimously Friday. New York, California, Hawaii, and Washington have their own legislation that bans the possession and distribution of all ivory. The Federal Marine Mammal Protection Act protects Alaska Natives' rights to harvest walrus and use the animal to create handicrafts for sale in the United States. Despite the protection, however, there is a push in Alaska for the resolution to prevent what's seen as harmful effects of state bans on the Alaska ivory market. Senate Joint Resolution 4 has been sent to the Alaska House of Representatives for consideration. It's sponsored by Senator Donnie Olson of Gullivan. Warm, snowy weather is again in the forecast this week for interior Alaska. National Weather Service meteorologist Jim Brader says a progressive pattern is tracking systems over the region.
From the Bering Sea east across Alaska, we have one weather front that moved over last night and brought a tiny bit of snow here to the interior. We have another much stronger system in the Bering Sea that's approaching the west coast of Alaska now, and that will bring some snow to the area on Tuesday. And then a third system could possibly bring some more snow Wednesday night into Thursday.
Operator says between 3 and 6 inches of snow is expected in the Fairbanks area this week, with temperatures remaining on the mild side through Friday. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin Granger.